on a separate note, did you do anything on your scooters? Did you do anything with the battery packs? Have you been into those packs at all?
As far as reflashing them?
Yeah.
The battery packs themselves.
Yeah, they were all flat when I got them. I had to revive them, so yeah, I've been in them. I think we had to reflash a couple of EEPROMs in them, too. But I can't remember if that was on these scooters or if it was on the other scooters. You know, after they sit so long, after the lithium batteries sit so long, you know, you have to fight with them to get them to charge. So I've got a, my bench power supply in there, it'll do like 20 amps at 70 volts. You know, so I can dial it down to 42 volts, which is what the battery packs were that I was dealing with run at.
The battery pack in my e-bike is, I don't know, it's not that old. It doesn't get a lot of use, and it's probably only had less than a dozen charge cycles on it, but it's starting to get where it's just not lasting long. It's just getting worse and worse, and I suspect it's because it's not charging all the way because the, you know, how they're arranged, these 1-8-650 batteries, some in series, some in parallel. I suspect some are, it's unbalanced. So I'm trying to figure out the best way to balance charge them, and near as I can figure, I'm going to put them apart and, you know, do them individually.